Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 784, Mayberry in Granville, Tennessee, 2024. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. They got some great new Mayberry items like a brand new wooden coat cutting board called Behaving. It has one of our favorite aunts on it, and along with a quote from her. Go check that out. There's also some Mayberry four coaster set you can get, of four different coasters to set your drinks on. There is a Mayberry tote bag with designs like the Mayberry tea towel, and there's also a Mayberry coaster. If you just want one, you can order that as well. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you, and executive producer of episode number 784 is Chris Merrill. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and wow, it is great to be here in Mayberry with you. And I always enjoy getting to spend time talking about the show, and we've been talking about episodes lately, but just a couple of weeks ago, as I record this, back on April the 11th through the 13th, that was a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, we were up in Granville, Tennessee, to have the Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival for 2024, and man, oh, what a great time it was. On that Thursday night, they put on a play, actually two plays, about the Andy Griffith Show. And I just got to tell you, if you've never been to Granville and never seen these plays, it's definitely something you'd want to go and check out. Great time they did there. So we got together on Friday, it was Friday morning when everything actually got started there in Granville. Thursday night they did a play. Friday night they did a play. They actually did two plays, like I said, that were episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. They did Floyd the Gay Deceiver, and they also did the episode with which is the one with Madeline Grayson, I should say. And they also did the episode with the Morrison sisters as well, the Alcohol and Old Lace episode. And we had a great time there in Granville. They had us up on the stage, introduced everybody on Friday morning. Basically, it's the same thing they do at other events where we have like a kickoff event for the weekend. And they honored the special guests that came, and the tribute artists were all honored during the event. And it was a very special time. We had Dennis Rush there with us. He was one of the special guests from the Andy Griffith Show itself. And we also had Keith Thibodeau was there as well with us. And Karen Knotts was there. I'm showing pictures of this stuff. If you watch the video, we had Karen Knotts there with us at the opening ceremonies. They gave her like probably the key to the county or something like that. But everybody was kind of honored and respected during the event. Dixie Griffith was there with us and actually presented a guitar that was one of the Andy Griffith guitars. So that they actually presented it for the museum that's there in Granville, Andy Griffith Museum. It's an Andy Griffith I Love Lucy Museum. And it's the guitar that her dad gave her, one of the Andy Griffith signature guitars that they made back in the early 2000s. She presented it to them to be able to put on display there in their museum. And what a great thing that was. 'Cause I mean, people get to see it and walk by and look at the actual guitar that was Dixie's as well. And as I said, Keith Thibodeau was there representing I Love Lucy. And we even had not only the Mayberry tribute artists there, we also had I Love Lucy tribute artists. So we had Lucy and Ricky were both there with us as well. And man, we had such a good time throughout the weekend. They had things established throughout the entire area the town's very small, I should tell you. It's a very small town. And they had things all over town, little things going on throughout the day. Like they would just have, you'd just be walking down the street and there would be Barney and Andy standing and talking, and Nurse Mary standing and talking, and you could just gather around, listen to them telling stories. This was something new. It's something we'd never done before. If you've never been to Granville, Tennessee, I definitely encourage you to think about coming. It's a lot of fun, and they will definitely be doing this again next year. Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival. They have all kinds of unusual things in Granville. They have an entire museum of decanters, whiskey decanters. Now, when I heard that, I thought they were going to be just like whiskey bottles. Well, they are whiskey bottles, but they look like cars. They look like phones and eagles. I mean, there's all these different things that these decanters look like. I dream of genie bottles. I mean, it's just unbelievable what this place looks like. So if you're ever in Granville, definitely check that out, along with the Mayberry I Love Lucy stuff that's going on. So like I said, they did on Friday, on Thursday night, they did a play. And then on Friday night, they did the same two plays, both nights. But the Mayberry tribute artists were there to kind of, fill in time in between the two plays just a little bit, so that we could all get up there and say a few words and visit with everybody. It was a great event. Definitely something I would encourage you to try to go and be a part of at some point. So rather than just hearing from me, we got a couple of voicemails about this. And one of them is from Janet Anderson. So I'm going to let that play. So Janet, take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Janet Anderson. I just finished listening to your podcast, and you asked for people who had attended the Granville event to call in. So I thought I would. We got there a little past noon on Friday. We went to the I Love Lucy Memory Show, which was enjoyable. We saw Dennis Rush and Keith Thibodeau and really enjoyed hearing them talk and hearing Keith play the drums. And then we went to the dinner theater. The people there do a really great job. Boyd the Gay Deceiver and Alcohol and Old Lace were the shows, and they really do a great job putting that on. And the food was good. And then the next day we went to see Karen and Dixie reminiscing, and we saw the Squad Car Nationals, which was fun. We saw Keith Thibodeau again, where he talked more about his career, his testimony, and played the drums again. He's so talented. We watched the parade, and then we went to the Wrap It Up grand finale, where we had the meal and the four different shows. I thought that was rather ambitious. It was something new they did this year. But it was all very good, and Ray and I just had a really great time. The only problem is they pack so much into their schedule, you can't do and see everything. And I wish there had been more things that we could have done and seen, but it's just hard to, you have to kind of pick and choose. This is our second year. We went last year for the first time, and we're hoping to go again next year. So it was just great to see everybody, and we both just had a lot of fun. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much, Janet, for calling in. And oh, by the way, Keith, the drums that he played, he brought the drums that he actually was given by Lucy and Desi, that he played on Lucy. He actually brought those drums with him, Keith Thibodeau did, to play for everybody. And wow, that was really cool to actually realize these are the real drums that he still has, that he had played way back on Lucy. And when he was very young, he was a very young man. It was a great event. Now, and she mentioned that they did it's kind of a progressive is what they, I think they would have called it. Because none of the areas that they have a huge seating capability. So what they did is, instead of trying to seat everyone in one place and then have a show there, what they did was they did a progressive show. So you went to, and you ate, they gave you food. I don't know if you, everybody didn't start with food, but there was a place where you got something to eat. And then you went to the different locations for shows. Like you went to a Darling cabin, for the Darlings. You went to the gazebo for the, Mayberry tribute show. It was just a lot of fun to be a part of. And I only got to see the Darlings and the tribute show because, well, I was working. I was Floyd. But the Darlings were at a cabin that you could go, and they had the Darling Boys there playing, and Charlene and Briscoe were there. It wasn't really the Darling Boys, but they were very good musicians. And you got to go and watch that. And then you could head over to maybe the I Love Lucy presentation, which would have been Keith and Dennis and our Lucy and Desi tribute artists. They're so good and so nice people, Jeff and Carrie. And they are so good. But you were able to do that and then maybe go over to see the tribute artist show as well. So it was really fun. And they had another one that was with Dixie and Karen. They did that one as well. So you got to see four different shows. And we like I said, the tribute artists were in the gazebo. So you got to come in and see them perform their Mayberry stuff there. And I thought it worked really well. That's something we had never done. I've never been to an event that did something like this, but it seemed to work very well. And, tip of the hat to the folks in Granville for thinking of doing something that was a little outside the box. Not only did they do these shows that way, like I said, they had things set up so that during the day they had performers on the street. By performers, I mean the tribute artist or whatever, outside of Floyd's barbershop. They actually had me as Floyd the Barber that you see at Mayberry events and have seen here on the podcast. But they also had the Floyd that does Floyd during the plays that they do. He was there, and the two of us were standing outside the barbershop and were talking to the crowd and talking to each other as we went through just telling stories and doing things like that. And it's something we had never done before. And it was very fun. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, you could also have seen Andy and Barney down the street. You might run into some other people that were performing like that, just walking around on the street. And that was a lot of fun. Those are usually only about a 10 or 15 minute thing, and you might hit it or you might miss it, but it was on the schedule. They did have the Squad Car Nationals, and the Squad Car Nationals really consisted of only about, five cars, I think is about how many we had. And they only raced down the street, but it was a lot of fun nonetheless. Our big problem was trying to keep people from walking in the street while we're trying to race the cars. That was an issue because people would actually get in the street as the squad car is coming down. And if you've never seen the Squad Car Nationals, the way it works is the squad car has a driver and a runner. That's what it's called. And so the driver always stays in the car, but the runner jumps out and goes and pow, 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 hits a still. Then they jump back in, deliver a letter at the post office. Anyway, it's a timed event, and they have little events they have to do down the road, hang a stop sign or things like that. Pick up some, West Indian licorice mocha delight for Thelma Lou from the ice cream shop, things like that. Is what happens throughout the weekend. Great event, the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals as part of Granville. So I have one more report from Granville, so let's go ahead and hear this one.
Yeah, this is Rick Swift calling from West Tennessee. I was calling to let you know how much we enjoyed the Granville event a couple of weeks ago. We enjoyed the skits and always enjoy hearing the stories from Dixie Griffin and Karen Knox and Dennis Rush. Also enjoyed the trivia, even though we got knocked out of the contest by an 11-year-old, so I guess it's back to drawing board for us on that. But we did enjoy all the events there at Granville, and to be a good, it's our fourth year of being there, and we enjoy it each time, and so just wanted to let you know that we did enjoy it. We were leaving out after the last event and walking down the street and around the gazebo and noticed all of the trivia artists were still there. It looked like they were having a nice fellowship, and it was kind of a surreal feeling. Everybody looked like a character from the show, and we couldn't see their face, but we could see their their character costumes and outfits and everything. It's a little bit of a surreal feeling there. Just wanted to thank you for all you do for the events and things. I know you do a lot of work to get these things organized and keeping the spirit of Mayberry alive. So thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Rick, for calling in. It's always a great, I guess, just a fun event for us, any of these kind of events. And it is sometimes a good bit of work to put the shows together and try to make them work where they'll be entertaining for everybody. But all the tribute artists really enjoy putting smiles on people's faces and just trying to bring a little bit of that Mayberry spirit to everybody. So thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that was able to attend the event. And hopefully, you'll try to make plans to attend it or one of the other events like coming up this year. We've got Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg. It's coming up real soon. Definitely encourage you to head to that one. But try to just pick an event that you might enjoy. So we've got a few more voicemails, and I want to play for you. Let's see. Here's one from Chad. Let's hear from him.
Hey, TAGS members. This is Chad from Kansas City, Missouri. Just wanted to bring up a special thing that I received today as a gift. It is a TV guide from July 13th through July 19th, 1968. And it's all about the wondrous Andy Griffith TV machine. And in it, it's just lots of cool little articles and pictures of the entire cast and one specific story by Richard Warren Lewis that is about the wondrous Andy Griffith TV machine. And they talk about things like Ronnie Schell, Maggie Peterson, Jerry Van Dyke, Ken Berry, Jim Nabors, Andy Griffith, and then Richard O. Link. And just a really cool deal that a friend of mine found and wanted to give it to me. Just kind of cool that it's like going back in time and reading all of these TV shows that are on at the certain times and bringing homage to the Andy Griffith Show. Just wanted to share.
Wow. Thank you. Thanks for taking time to do that. Yeah. Isn't it always fun to run across these articles from back when the Andy Griffith Show was on? You know, I've run across a few and I've read them here on the podcast itself. So it's always fun to find those and then kind of see what was going on at the time. So that's always fun. Thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller. So let's hear from this one.
Hi, Alan. This is Laurie Ann calling from Salem County, New Jersey. I just wanted to say that I'm really sorry to hear that there's folks who claim that these episodes you've been running have been boring. I've just loved every single one. I think it's so great to hear some of the behind-the-scenes information. So please keep it up. Don't stop. Also, I just wanted to add that I love when Dad makes an appearance on the show. She's just great. So anyway, I also want to report that a few evenings ago, as my husband and I were watching an old, by old I mean from the 1940s, Sherlock Holmes movie starring Basil Rathbone, that in one scene, Sherlock Holmes picks up a violin and begins to play none other than good old 14A, Welcome Sweet Springtime. That was crazy to hear that, to hear Sherlock Holmes playing that, you know, 20 years before the Andy Griffith Show was even broadcast. So I just wanted to report that little tidbit, that little bit of trivia, and just want to say thanks for all you do. We really enjoy it, and keep up the good work, and God bless. Goodbye.
Wow, thank you so much. And wow, that's really cool about Sherlock Holmes. I would really like to see that. That would be a definite surprise as you start hearing Holmes, who that's one of my favorites. I love Sherlock Holmes. And the fact that he played the violin and then he started playing a good old 14A, that is awesome. So that's cool. And she was mentioning that I'd said something about people thought they were boring. I think what hopefully it was is, you know, I've been doing an episode kind of going back and covering episodes from the Andy Griffith Show. I'm kind of doing and telling, giving you information about it. Well, you know, there may be people that know all that information. And so it's just not entertaining to them. It's not quite as slow because I give information, then I'll give additional information sometimes. But they probably already know what the episode's about. So maybe that's what they meant, I hope. And I hope they still listen and don't feel like it's too boring. But thank you for the encouragement. And yes, everybody seems to like it a lot when Jan's on here. So Jan can be on anytime she wants. She in general doesn't want to be on the podcast, but we're slowly, trying to draw her in, so we even had a game we played once of him and her, where we had to answer questions. And so maybe we can talk her into doing that again. So thank you for calling. I did share that voicemail with her, so we'll see if it bears fruit. I told a joke a while back, and I got this email, voicemail from Spirit Walker with a little information about the old joke, I guess.
Hey, Alan, this is Spirit Walker. Yeah, I was watching your latest podcast, which is great, of course, and I noticed that you told a story about the lady whose dog dug up a rabbit next door and put it back in a cage. That joke, I first heard that joke at least 20 years ago. It's an old joke. When I went into full-time stand-up comedy in 2003, it was right around there that I first heard that story, which was a pretty funny story of some comedians sitting around backstage telling stories. That was one of the stories. So I just thought you'd like to know that, just to let you know it's been around for quite a while. All right? Love your podcast. Have a great time out in Hollywood.
All right. Well, thank you, Spirit Walker. Thank you for that. Wow. Did it hurt anybody else's just a little bit when he mentioned that he heard that joke long ago, 20 years ago, and then he said 2003. Ouch. That was 20 years ago, wasn't it? Oh, so, the reason why I hadn't heard that joke, because we're slow getting the paper here. That's what it is. It's like slow. Yeah. So, anyway, so thank you, Spirit Walker. That is good information. Almost every joke I ever tell is old. It's an old joke that I have either reworked or retold. So that was definitely one of them. If you didn't hear that, you'll have to go back into previous episodes, and I don't even remember which one, and you'll hear me tell that story. So you can go check it out. I got one more voicemail for us. Let's hear this.
Hi, Alan. This is Warren from Conway, South Carolina. I listen to your podcast every week. I do overnight security at an RV park. So it's just wonderful hearing the podcast while I'm doing my overnight rounds. Anyway, I heard the last podcast last week, somebody said that it was boring. I think they're wrong. None of them are boring. At least to me, they're not. So please keep going, and you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks again for all you do.
Wow. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And I wasn't reaching out to try to get everybody to tell me things aren't boring, but thank you so much for you guys that, did say that. That's very kind of you. And, like I said, hopefully it's just that, they already knew all the information I was given. So it was felt boring to them. But I watched the Andy Griffith Show over and over. So people can tell me the same story over and over. And I seem to like that. So thank you. I will keep going. I mean, I'm not, I've been doing this for a while, so I've had different kinds of comments over the years, and they don't affect me too much. It's just, well, I do the best I can. I try, but I do take it a little bit. I try to make things better. So hopefully I can make things just a little bit better, as we go through it and make them a little more entertaining, if at all. But thank you, Warren. I hope we help keep you awake on your rounds in the evenings. And I have been told that my voice helps a lot of people fall to sleep. So hopefully that's not happening to you, and you're like Asa down at the RV park and falling asleep on the job. Hopefully I'm not causing that. All right, folks, that is all of our voicemails, but it is time for us to play a little bit of Mayberry trivia. What do you think? Will it get a little background music for us? Let's see right here. There we go, from our VW boys. Thank you guys for letting us hear that. So we have some trivia questions. Probably only about four tonight is what we've got. Now, these are, again, from Paul Mulick. And this week's topic, as it was last episode, is pie. Pie. It's pie is the topic. So that may help you as you go. All right, question number one. If you're ready, everybody's ready. By the way, several people did say in our chat room that 2003 was just a couple of years ago, wasn't it? And that's the way I feel. But wow, there's people have been born and gone to high school since 2003. Oh, gosh. Woo, okay. Let's just keep going. Question number one. According to Flora, the waitress, which of the diner's pies is simply fantastic? Okay, according to Flora, now this is a color episode, the waitress over at the diner, which one of the pies in the diner is simply fantastic? Okay, this is, if it helps you, it's from the episode Eat Your Heart Out is the name of the episode. So I'll read it one more time and I'll give you the answer. According to Flora, the waitress over at the diner, which one of the diner's pies is simply fantastic? Ooh, it's a little hard. Folks are guessing in our chat room. Are you guessing? What are you thinking it could be? The answer is the peach pie is simply fantastic. Peach. Peach is the answer. Peach. All right, question number two. What kind of pie did Opie and his friend feed to the baby Evie Joy? What kind of pie did Opie and his friend feed to the baby Evie Joy? Ooh, it's another color episode. Can you guys get this one? Got to watch color episodes too for trivia, guys. It's the episode is A Baby in a House. A Baby in the House. What kind of pie did Opie and his friend feed the baby Evie Joy? Folks in the chat room are getting this one. Did you get it? The answer is blueberry. Blueberry. Remember Aunt Bee thought it was the baby was turning blue and she panicked and was holding the baby and the baby wasn't crying because she was, you know, she loved the baby and it knew it. All right, so that was that one. All right. Question number three. We're only going to do four. So question number three. What kind of pie does Nurse Mary serve to Andy? Oh. What kind of pie does Nurse Mary serve to Andy? Now, this is in the episode Three's a Crowd. So this is not color. This is a black and white episode. What kind of pie does Nurse Mary serve to Andy? Oh, nobody in the chat room is jumping in on this one. Okay, I'll give you a little hint. This might be a slight trick question. Okay, that's it. One last read. I'll give you the answer. Remember, it's from Three's a Crowd. When Barney kept coming over and, you know, interrupting the date. What kind of pie does Nurse Mary serve to Andy? The answer is pizza pie. Pizza pie. Oh, see, it's a little trick. Paul's throwing a little trick on us there. Good job, Paul. A little redirect. It wasn't an actual pie. It was a pizza pie. Oh, that was a good one. All right. Final question. That's another pie question. Andy suggests to Charlene that Dud might be obtaining the makings of what kind of pie? I did not know this one. Andy suggests to Charlene that Dud might be obtaining the makings of for what kind of pie? Now, this was from the episode Divorce Mountain Style that had Bob Denver as Dud, if that's helpful to you. Okay. Andy suggests to Charlene that Dud might be obtaining the makings for what kind of pie? Folks in the chat room are making some guesses. I see one that got it right. Wow, I would not have gotten this. Okay, guys, the kind of pie that Andy suggested to Charlene that Dud might be getting makings for was fox pie. Fox pie. That's from Divorce Mountain Style. I saw Claudette Beeman in our chat room got it right. Some people said possum pie, which I think is a good guess, and hoot owl pie. That's that's a good one. Hoot owl pie. I honestly don't know what is fox pie really made out of. I don't know if I want to know. All right, that's it, guys. How did you do? There was only three questions. How did you do? Did you get three? Did you get any? Did you get one? Did the pizza pie get you? I mean, it got me. I wouldn't have got that one. I should have gotten it, but I didn't. All right, guys, that is all I have for you this week. Next week, we'll be talking about the recent trip that Jan and I took, which kept us from being able to do an episode for 1 week. And so definitely tune back in next week, and we'll give you some details and some cool stories, I think, as we go through. And hopefully that'll keep everybody just raring to go. I will be getting back to running through the episodes as well really soon. But I need to tell you these stories before I forget them. So you guys, I hope you'll enjoy them. And there are Mayberry related, so you should be able to enjoy the information. Folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 like some of the folks did tonight. And I'll play it here on the air, and you'll be able to hear yourself talk. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear themselves talk because, you know, it just takes the gumption right out of you. But give me a call, 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can also leave a voicemail by going to twochairsnowaiting.com and clicking the little icon there on the screen that you'll see about leaving a voicemail for me. You can do it that way. However you contact me, I would love to hear from you. It's always great to hear from fellow Mayberry fans. So, folks, until next time, I want you to have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.